Yeah! Kick it!
Kicking ass and taking names since the Wisconsin Uprising. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday edition. Welcome back from the 420 break. My little buddy Dominic's favorite time of the day. And let's not forget Dominic joining us. A 10-year anniversary. 10 years in broadcast excellence. Dominic joining on Monday for a 5 o'clock happy hour. I'm doing the show in Waukesha, and I got Joe Sepecki. He ain't half bad. Not half good, but not half bad. Vegas,
yeah,
Joe.
Boy, man, I got invited to this show, so they didn't have to bring me back for the anniversary program. I see how it is.
This is an anniversary of sort. Joe, you and I were on the airwaves together. I know because I saw my Facebook memory. I believe a presidential debate in Milwaukee, the venue, on this very day. It's been
some time, right, Joe?
Been some time.
And I've aged remarkably well. You, not so much.
Well, I'm under more stress than you. I've got a real job. So, Joe, let's keep talking about some politics. It's Friday. We air the grievances. Do you see the newest row, Joe? Did you hear him earlier today? He only doubled his net worth, man.
I can't keep track of it. Earlier this week, he's talking about, right? First, it's like, I wish kids had never had to wear masks because apparently he wanted COVID to be in all the schools. Then it was doubling down on, it's not my job to care about Oshkosh Truck and whether their workers work in Wisconsin or in South Carolina. Did he do something else? Did he throw another log on the fire?
Yeah, WSAU in the state of Wisconsin, apparently, let me make sure I get all this right. Here's the headline. GOP's Ron Johnson complains that he's only doubled his net worth since taking office because the S&P has gone up 3.8 times. So he should have quadrupled his net worth in his own estimation. Something of a raw deal for the senator.
An extraordinarily raw deal. You know what I think? I think he should get out of politics. I think he should have done what he said he was going to do and got out of office after 2 terms. Then he could go make all the money he wants. He could make 7.6% return in the next 12 years because he's such a brilliant businessman. He's really just such a brilliant guy, don't you think?
He has topped himself over and over again. If you've taken note, Joe, and perhaps the audience, if they've taken any note. Is this all strategic, Joe, in some twisted way? Does he take the Trump thought process now that anything you say, no matter how outrageous, and sometimes the more outrageous, the better, because you're going to capture the news cycle. No one has gotten more press in this news cycle than Ron Johnson. I mean, he's like Trump without the bronzer.
I don't think it's strategic. It's actually perfect timing that you asked me this, because in the last week, I have been living in this world, and I went all the way back to February of 2020 and went through every statement issued by Senator Johnson's office. I went through every tweet I could find from his official Twitter to just see sort of the evolution of what he was saying and doing when it came to the coronavirus. Because as far as I could tell, nobody had actually like looked at it as a time series of like, when did this start? When did it ratchet up? What's going on here? And here's what my takeaway is after all of it. Anytime he got smacked down for saying something that was wrong or not supported by science, he turned the volume up a little bit higher. Like he just refuses to be told, you know, that he's wrong. And it wounds him so much that he has to therefore get even louder, because if he's the loudest voice in the room, then he will win the argument. And I mean, it's like clockwork, right? First it happens with CNN, then it happens with the Washington Post, then it happens with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and he keeps getting called out. And instead of just putting an end to it, right? Saying like, okay, you know what? I got my message out. Now I'll go back to just talking about the national debt and our fiscal house and getting that in order. He just has to turn the volume. He can't help himself. And I think that's pretty revealing. And I'm not sure it's somebody that anybody wants in any position of power for the next 6 years. And I think that's why his numbers are so bad.
Joe, I've been occasionally guilty of arguing with, let's say, volume. I can think of one topic. And I got to think hard on this, but didn't Rojo, Ron Johnson, in regards to the lovers, the lost lovers of the FBI, Peter Strzok and the woman, I forget her name even.
Lisa Page.
But they had sent some lovers text back and forth. Apparently they had a tryst. And Rojo would grasp upon this and said, effectively, there are secret societies and things of this nature. And then I think eventually even it came to Ron's attention that maybe he'd read a little too much into it and that perhaps this was just, you know, lovers being lovers. You know, it's Valentine's weekend and all that kind of stuff, Joe.
What'd you get him?
What'd I get Ron?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I saw him recently. I gave him a handshake. If I see Ron, I'd like to give him a swift kick in the ass some days. But, you know, honestly, I'd probably still be respectful in public because otherwise they got some
bodyguards. Violence is not legitimate political discourse, and that includes swift kicks to the hind parts.
Are we sure?
Positive.
Okay, just checking. Folks, you are listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Got a fine friend. He's Joe Sopecki. Joe, you sticking around, man? I got you for more time. You got to go.
No, I'll stick around. We've got some callers. Let's chop it up, man.
Maybe if I gave out the phone number, we'd get some callers. Got to do my job around here. I brought the beer, Joe, and I brought you to the party. You know, you got to bring the callers and preferably some girls. It's Valentine's.
Wow. There are people in this house who cannot hear that. Keep it down.
Okay, it will continue to be a sausage party up in here. 844-967-2789. Bring your own beer, bring your hot takes, and come say hi to my good buddy, Joe Sopecki. It's Friday. We air the grievances. Yours could be next. Fire right!